always have an odd one in the crowd.
So it's kind of odd.
They're decidedly odd.
Doesn't that strike you as a little bit odd?
No, that doesn't strike me as a little bit odd.
It's the Bob and Sherry Oddcast, the stuff we wouldn't, couldn't, or shouldn't do on the regular show. Now, here's the Oddcast.
Hey, it's Doc, and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Bob and Sherry Facebook page, we do this thing called Happy Hour. It's our live stream where Bob and Sherry jump on, grab a cocktail, and wind down with you guys and relax after a long and stressful week. And sometimes we like to throw in some of our best moments from Happy Hour here onto the Oddcast. And this one is quite interesting. A couple of months ago, Sherry and Heather went to Florida because we had done this contest on the air earlier this year, the Florida Besties Contest. And it was quite the adventure they had, doing a little kayaking at night with no kayaking experience whatsoever.
We have such an exciting story to share of Heather's adventure with her bestie Shelby on the river. So I'm going to let Heather tell this, but I'm going to preface this by saying that when we were heading out to have this adventure together, my husband said, has Heather ever done anything outside? It's like, you mean other than like walk to and from the car, like a sport kind of a thing? And he's like, I don't think she should be in the sun. I'm not sure she's ever gone outside. So let me tell you all what we did. We had our contest win a weekend, a true weird weekend of Florida with your bestie. And so our winner, Julie, came from Oregon. And at the last minute, her friend, her bestie, couldn't travel. So poor Julie, we never let her out of our sight. We stalked and harassed poor Julie. She was so much fun. So one of the things we did, we went kayaking at night in this nature preserve on a bioluminescent body of water with all these little plankton in it that when you touch the water, they glow. And it was a new moon, so it was really, really dark. You could see stars. You could see the Milky Way. It was incredibly beautiful. But it was so dark that you really could not see your hand in front of your face. That's how, I mean, legitimately, Lamar, you were kind of making your way down to the water's edge by feel. And we were in a group of about 20 people going out on this kayaking ride. And it was, you know, me and Heather and Shelby and Kevin and Julie. And we were really well behaved and listening to the instructions. I had never been in a kayak in my life. Heather had never been outside at night before. So we were very, very novices at this. Julie's a kayaker, but she'd never gone kayaking at night. And of course, Kevin, you know, my husband, Kit Carson, of course he can kayak and run and hunt animals with a knife in his teeth or whatever. And he was convinced that me and or Heather would have a mishap if he wasn't there to supervise.
Well, he wasn't wrong.
Thinking on his part, I'm thinking, you know.
So we get the talk, and it's a safety talk, but it's also a how to paddle a kayak talk. Yeah. But the other group would not stop talking during the demonstration. And I knew when we walked down to the water's edge that I had absolutely no idea what I was doing, and that I was going to have to hope that once I got on the water and got that paddle in my hands, I could channel some Nat Geo documentary or whatever. Same for Heather and Shelby. Like, we could not hear the instructions. And so we go down, and it's so dark that as one person would get into the kayak and be pushed into the water, they vanished from sight.
Whoa.
So since Julie was an experienced kayaker, they let her go solo. And the only way you could see anybody, each of us had a glow stick that we were wearing on top of our life jacket. That's how dark it was, Lamar.
Sounds so cool, though.
Dark, oh, so cool. So Kevin and I decide we're going to go last. We're going to make sure that Julie gets in and Heather and Shelby get in. So I see Heather. She's right in front of me. I see Heather and Shelby, who is as pale and very much an indoor cat as Heather is. Like, you can tell they're besties who've never been outside. So I see Heather and Shelby get in, And I see the guide push them out, but then they vanish into the darkness. They're swallowed up by the night. Heather, would you like to take it from here?
We're very excited about Bob and Sherry Premium. There's so much content. You get classic chat room calls, your best of CDs, behind the scene photos and videos, and it only costs $4.99 a month. Go to bobandsherry.com/premium.
Sherry explained that we couldn't really get the directions, and I still have to sometimes check my left and my right. So the thing with kayaking is you paddle on your left to go right, and you paddle on your right to go left. And the person in the back is taking directions from the person in the front. And so she was supposed to call out to me which side we were paddling on, except for she didn't. So she's paddling over here, and I'm paddling over here, and we're going like this. I realize she's paddling over here, and so I start to paddle over there, and we go.
They were canoe paddling instead of, you know, a kayak where you do this. Pocahontas and her friend were paddling like they were in a canoe and just...
And we go sailing into the dark bushes, trees. And if you guys have been on Happy Hour, you know I'm terrified of spiders. So I start to panic when we end up in the bushes in the dark. Also, Florida, gators, my brain, I'm like screaming. And she's panicking because we both, you know, they really say that kayaking will test your friendship or your relationship. And here's the thing. It'll show you if you're on the same page or not. And we were on the same page. That page was panic. Yeah. And they give you a little whistle to blow. And we couldn't find the whistle. Neither of us. She was like, I can't find the whistle. I'm like, I can't find the whistle either. So we're screaming, help, help, help. And the tour guide, his name is Harrison, by the way. Love that tour guide.
He was so good. Wife. He was so good.
He comes paddling up to us and he was like, I got you guys. I'm going to tow you. And he like pulls us out a little bit, puts the tow rope on us and tows us along. And he's like, you have to paddle a little bit or you'll pull me backwards.
Yeah.
So now keep in mind that they have been swallowed by the night along with every other kayak.
Well,
so it's about 15 minutes. Kevin and I get in the water and I'm in the front. I can't give direction. I don't know what the hell I'm doing and I don't take direction. So basically there's not going to be any direction, but kayaking, my first time kayaking and my husband was a metaphor for our entire relationship. I'm just enthusiastically paddling like a mofo. I'm paddling like there's a fire behind me. And he's just sitting back taking in the sights because there was nothing for him to do. It worked out great. Teamwork, making the dream work. But you can't see. You can't see your
people. Could you see the glow sticks in front of you, the people?
In the distance, you can see the glow sticks.
So when I looked to the left, all I saw was a sea of like glowing dots. That's how far away everyone was from us. And so the tour guide's like towing us back to the front. And we're going through, you know, we're paddling a little bit, but we're struggling. We're still struggling. And they're talking about the bioluminescence. And we get about halfway through this part called the maze. And I look over to my left and I see two glowing eyes just like this in the water. And I'm like, that's a gator.
And the guide is like, you know, everybody, let's move to the right bank because the gator was on the left.
Well, and I saw him radio. He goes, it's over here on the left. And so he's moving. Everybody behind us is moving, but I see it. I didn't know Shelby had seen it. But when we get like far enough past it, the tour guide turns around. And he goes, did you guys see the gator? And I was like, I saw it. I saw the eyes. And Shelby's like, I saw it. I was like, and you didn't say anything? She goes, but you didn't say anything. Because I didn't want to freak her out. She didn't want to freak me out.
Y'all are in pitch black dark.
Yeah.
You don't know what the hell you're doing. There's no wonder the alligators are there. The odds are in their favor. They could get something to eat. Why would you not?
We go through this maze and there's the gator. He's kind of a punky little small gator because the water's brackish or whatever. And you know, I think maybe he'd just eaten a raccoon or something. He didn't show much interest in us. There were herons and osprey and raccoons and the gator. And it was really spectacular. And when you trailed your hand, so above you is the night sky, an explosion of stars. Mm-hmm. And when you trailed your hand through the pitch black water, it was an explosion of stars. Like it was absolutely amazing.
Amazing.
So we're paddling and I'm like looking around, like, where's Julie? Where's Julie? I can't find Julie. Where the hell are Heather and Shelby? I can't find Heather and Shelby. We come out of the maze where the gator was and I'm paddling and Kevin's like slow down, woman. And I'm paddling, and boats are ricocheting off of each other because there's so many people. And I suddenly hear Heather's voice, and she's up ahead. So I'm like paddling to catch up with Heather. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so impressed. This is the first time Heather's been outside at night.
She's killing it.
And she's kayaking like a boss, straight as an arrow, shooting through the water like a rocket. So I say, we catch up, and I'm paddling. We catch up, and I'm like, Heather, girl, I am so impressed by your kayaking skills. Look at you. And that's when she goes, we're being towed.
Listen, good move, Heather. Good move. Good move. I bow down to your ingenuity. Help, help. Listen, if I ever go, I'm going to say, help, help. So
when we were wrapping up, and you know, off to your left, you could see the launch pad at Kennedy Space Center, where that morning we had watched the Falcon 9 heavy rocket launch the NASA mission to the Psyche asteroid. Like, so there's the launch pad illuminated in the darkness, and there are all the stars, and now the wind kicks up. But the wind is not at our backs. The wind is right in our face. And now you're paddling for real so that you have a chance of getting back to shore. Oh my God, it was so fun.
It was very fun.
What a great trip.
It was like a million little galaxies when you put your hand in that water. Of course, after I saw the gator, I was a little bit more leery about sticking my hand down in the water because I like my fingers. But
I told Kevin I wanted to jump in the water and swim. And I wish that I could have gone swimming in that water with goggles so that I could have opened my eyes. It would have been like swimming in the stars. It was so spectacular. And fun fact, Lamar, this one, Heather and I loved this. And of course, Heather learned even more than I did because she was right behind the guide for the entire trip and got to hear all of this stuff.
All the questions were answered.
So the little microscopic little creatures that are bioluminescent, you know, they're like angler fish or, you know, any animal that has
fireflies.
Fireflies. They only are able to put that glow off once every 24 hours. So every time you trailed your hand through the water, all of that was for your eyes only. And then none of those animals would glow again until tomorrow. Isn't that super cool?
Listen, this is an amazing, see, this is why we forget about this kind of stuff, because we're stuck in a town somewhere and you never really see. I mean, when you really get out there where you can see stuff, that's awesome. Mm. I would love to do that.
It was super, super fun. I'd like to go kayaking again. I'm such a giant baby Huey, like, I don't know my own strength and I break things. And the other day I was tearing up cardboard boxes to recycle and I pulled one so aggressively that it snapped back and slapped me in the face, scratched my face. Like, I am literally a cartoon dog. So I want to go again and learn how to actually grip the paddle because I was giving myself blisters. I was like so in it. But Heather learned some other things being so close to the guide, like what the guides spend all their money on.
Which is Taco Bell. That's they eat a lot of Taco Bell. I've learned a lot about the dietary habits. And he was like, you know, I was like, you guys must have some good muscles from doing this. And he goes, actually, no. and, you know, we're back here freaking out, you know, we're gasping and everything. And he goes, you guys sure are making a lot of noise back there. Are you okay? And I was like, yeah. He goes, you know, you're supposed to be relaxed when you go kayaking, especially at night. And I go, this is my brain all the time. He goes, both of you? And we're like, uh-huh. He goes, oh, my goodness. He goes, kayaking's supposed to be relaxing. I guess not for you guys.
You know, if we had put Heather and Shelby in one of those hamster balls, they could have ran across the lake and the river. But the paddling thing, yeah, it was just kind of tricky. But it was super, super, super fun.
Oh, it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. It was definitely a bonding experience. Shelby and I feel closer.
I was so glad that it went as well for me as it did, because mm-hmm. I am not like, there are only a handful of things that involve like your body that I can do with any skill or grace. And I've never even been in a kayak before. And I just thought it was going to be miserable for Kev. So I was, because since he knows how to kayak. So,
well, so we
glad that it wasn't worse for him.
We looked over at one point and Kevin was just sitting back there holding his paddle and you were like kayaking the whole thing. It was great.
He kept saying to me, woman, you don't have to paddle that much. But I've only seen kayaking on nature documentaries and they're constantly like getting at it.
You know? All the time.
Yeah. Thank you.
You were killing it, Sherry. I think kayaking might be your sport.
I'm super excited. I told him, like, the next time Costco has a kayak on sale, I could really consider it.
If you ever miss a happy hour, you can go to Bob and Sherry's Facebook page. We always keep the replays there. You can also search for Bob and Sherry Happy Hour on YouTube, and you can watch them there as well. Episodes of The Oddcast are on Mondays, Talking Lamar on Fridays. We'll catch you next time on The Oddcast.
Thank you so much for listening to The Oddcast, Talking Lamar, and the Bob and Sherry podcast. We would love it if you would subscribe, rate, and review, and share it with a friend on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you go. And thank you again so much for listening.